2016 school year. Our daily show will pick back up again on Monday, August 15th. All right, let's get to today's current events. First up, this morning, the southern and central parts of Texas were under a flash flood watch. May was the wettest month in the U.S. state's history, but June hasn't brought any relief so far. Rainfall of more than 2 inches per hour is in the forecast. The governor has declared a state of emergency in 31 Texas counties, and what that does is speed up assistance to the areas that need it most. The ground is already saturated in many parts of the state, so a forecast of more rain can only increase the threat of floods. For perspective, last month alone, Texas got more than $35 trillion, that's trillion with a T, 35 trillion gallons of rain. That would have been enough to cover the entire state with almost 8 inches of water, though the rain was concentrated in specific areas. Where's it all going?
We've already seen the water come up, and actually the sheriff's office came by and said, have you seen the water go down? Because we think that we've crested. No, it hasn't crested yet. It's still coming up. Now, let me get out of the way here. You can see behind me, this is the river, the Brazos River. We should be talking about a river that's about 200 feet wide. It is well over a mile to the other side. This is not a boat ramp. This is an exit ramp from the turnaround to go under the bridge and back up onto the highway the other direction. People won't be driving on this for quite some time. The rain continues in places that have seen now up to 20 inches of rain just this month. So all this dirt that I'm standing on over here, I'm over kind of on the side, over by a fire ant hill, and the fire ants aren't that happy about this rain either. But all of this completely soggy. Nothing that rains today is going to soak in. It's just going to run back off. This whole place is like a big concrete parking lot. When it rains, it runs off, and these rivers are still coming up. They will be coming up still for days. This rain doesn't stop until Saturday afternoon, maybe Sunday. We're watching upstream because all that water has to run back down right here.
Some residents of the city of Fort McMurray, Canada, have begun returning home. Last month, a massive wildfire forced the evacuation of 80,000 people in the area. Thousands of firefighters are still trying to get a handle on it, though the blaze is no longer a threat to Fort McMurray. The fire destroyed about 10% of the city, at least 2,400 buildings or homes. Not everyone in Fort McMurray is allowed to come back yet. Authorities say debris from the fire has to be removed before some homes can be occupied. Many are still intact, but some residents don't know what they'll see.